Hey there, it's Mike Tramp, and you're listening to White Line Fever, where rock and roll is still alive like it always has been and it always will be.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to White Line Fever, episode 107. And this is something we've been doing every year for God knows how long. It is the top 10 albums of the previous year, 2018, and I rarely get it done before the end of January the following year, so I'm consistent, if not punctual. The top 10 albums, well, for those of you who aren't aware of the background, Hot Metal Magazine was an Australian magazine which was around from the late 80s till the mid 90s. I had the honour of coming up with the name Hot Metal Magazine, and I was involved from the start. I was a kid a long time ago. Hot Metal still exists online, hotmetalonline.com, and the top 10 albums are voted for by a panel of me, and me. Now, when I do this countdown, it's a good opportunity for me to plug something each break. All the stuff I'm up to, I guess if I went back to the first one of these, there'd be a heap of things I was plugging that died a horrible, putrid death, to misquote Michael Butler from the Rock and Roll Geek Show. But what I want to plug for you now, before I introduce the first song, is something called patreon.com/rugbyleague9s. Patreon.com/rugbyleague9s. Nine spelled out, N-I-N-E-S. Go and have a look. Come back after this song with any questions. This is a French band called The Overdrivers. They sound like Airborne, who in turn sound like AC/DC. The album's called She's On Her Period. No, they're not a joke band. They are not Steel Panther 2. And here's a song off that album. I'll tell you which one it was when it's over. We'll be right back.
Ryan from Airborne, and you're listening to White Line Fever.
And that was Hellhounds by the Overdrivers, and yeah, sounds like Airborne, who in turn sound like AC/DC, and that's how I chose the ID there. Now, look, this has just dragged on ridiculously. We're into the third month of the year, well into the third month of the year, and I still haven't done the greatest albums, Hot Metal and White Line Fever's top 10 albums of the previous year. I'm really sorry. I just got off the Monsters of Rock cruise. I've lost my voice. I'm in Boston. It's freezing cold outside, and that gives me an opportunity to get this thing done. Now, our number nine album of the year, and really underrated, a guy who we all love, and we've loved him for a good 25 years. It's Dizzy Reed, the keyboard player in Guns N' Roses, and also a member of the Dead Daisies, now living in Sydney. And he put out a record last year called Rock and Roll Ain't Easy. I've been plugging everything, or plugging one thing in every break. It's Mascot Browns, Mascot Browns with a Z, mascotbrowns.com. Now launched in Australia, mascotbrowns.com.au. International Rugby League merch. Go check in there. We've got some good discounts on at the moment. And the Aussie site is about to launch, or has launched. When I started recording this a podcast, it was only about to launch. We've got stuff coming up from Hong Kong and also Nigeria. But anyway, here is the number nine album of the year, according to Hot Metal Magazine and this here podcast, White Line Fever. It's Dizzy Reed's Rock and Roll Ain't Easy.
We'll be right back. This is Dizzy Reed.
And I'm John Stevens, and we are from the Dead Daisies, and you're listening to White Line Fever.
Yeah, rock and roll.
And that was Mother Teresa, the second track on Dizzy Reed's album, Rock and Roll Ain't Easy. Thoroughly recommend that one. Okay, let's just move right along. Let's get this thing over and done with. I should have finished it 3 months ago. Top 10 albums of 2018, and we're already about a third of the way, or a quarter of the way through 2019. Next up is Blackstone Cherry. Now, you know, the album's Family Tree, and to be honest, I don't actually think it's one of their stronger albums, but it's a Blackstone Cherry album, and it was a kind of weird year, really, last year. I can't say that there was, like, you know, 30 albums clamouring to be in my top 10, so... mind you, as I said, Blackstone Cherry, you know, generally speaking, pretty high quality stuff, good Southern rock, and they have sort of gone back to that Southern rock, after, dabbling in a bit of, modern rock on the previous album, Kentucky. Before I, introduce Blackstone Cherry, the other thing that's been going on, I've been doing it with John Davidson, this is more a footy thing, it's called Rugby League Long Reads. And it's a long title, Rugby League Long Title. But it's Patreon/ Rugby League Long Reads, and that it is, as it says, on the box. And obviously, with it being Patreon, it's a way for us to generate some income on our own without having to, you know, go through the middleman and get a gig at a newspaper or whatever, although we each do that as well. So please at least have a look. It's Patreon/ Rugby League Long Reads. And here is the number 8 album of the year of 2018, according to Hot Metal Magazine and White Line Fever. It is Family Tree by Blackstone Cherry.
She's worth it. Ever since she touched me, I ain't been the same. Stone from the band Blackstone Cherry, and you're listening to Steve on White Line Fever.
And that was Bad Habit from Blackstone Cherry. Now, the next act coming up, really interesting. As I said, I was just on the Monster Rock Cruise. Some of you would have no idea what that is all about. But basically, it's a rock festival at sea, left from Miami, stopped at Haiti, stopped at Jamaica. And the really interesting thing from, I guess, a voyeuristic point of view was that there were two versions of the same band on the boat. One was the band you're about to hear, Bullet Boys. And the other one was the original band minus a singer. So the singer's called Mark Torian, and the other guys are in a band called Lies, Deceit and Treachery, which is named after him, would you believe? And they were stuck on a boat together. So really interesting to see some of the same songs played by different versions of the band. The Bullet Boys, you know, this current Bullet Boys lineup is great. I've seen them live a few times, loved them, loved this record you're about to hear, a track from Out of the Skies. But I thought the bout was won by Lies, Deceit and Treachery, just because, you know, they just fronted up and played the songs. It was pretty energetic and aggressive, and there was no kind of theatrics or anything. Whereas the time I saw Bullet Boys on the pool stage, you know, they stretched every song out to a jam and, you know, name-checking other musicians and all this sort of stuff. So on this occasion, I give a points decision to Lies, Deceit and Treachery. However, before you hear a song from Out of the Skies by Bullet Boys, a band that featured very heavily in my book Touchstones, you just heard from them, Blackstone Cherry. So it's time for me to plug the book. It's called Touchstones by Steve Mascord. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle. Or you can buy it on my website, stevemascord.com. It's also available from Mascord Browns, both mascordbrowns.com, mascordbrowns.com.au. Pop culture memoir. When people say, what's it about? That's what it is. Pop culture memoir. I got to say, I didn't get rich off it. Didn't sell a heap of copies. But uniformly good reviews, so I'm grateful for the experience of being able to go around and do all those launches all around the place. Okay, number 7 album of the year, according to Hot Metal and White Line Fever. It's the Bullet Boys from Out of the Skies.
I'm taking all the chances that I can now. Look at what I have become. Too scared to lose control. I'm making all the choices that I need to. 'Cause it's the moment of my life. This is the moment of my life. No second chances, no goodbyes. I feel alive.
this is Mark Torian from the Bullet Boys, and you're listening to White Line Fever right here, baby. Let's just do this.
Next up is a band that is definitely not hair metal, although there's a fair bit of hair in the band. Definitely not Oz Rock, and that pretty much covers a lot of the other bands in this countdown this year. But it's an act which we loved in the late 90s. They were kind of, I guess, there was, after Britpop, there was a little bit of Brit rock, not enough to make it a movement. Then they went away, they were gone for ages, didn't hear head nor tail of them, and now they're back, and certainly underrated, forgotten, but still absolutely brilliant. Saw them in London late last year, and I really blew my socks off. It's Reef, and before I introduce their album, the other thing I really need to mention is the magazine that co-sponsors this countdown is Hot Metal. I know if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, been talking about bringing back Hot Metal in a big way, and it's hard. You know, there's money is an issue, and there's been plenty of Skype conferences and plenty of false dawns for bringing back Hot Metal, but it is there. The website's there, hotmetalonline.com. The Twitter account's there, at Hot Metal. The Facebook account / Hot Metal Mag. So another year and another, hope, or another a glimmer of hope, a light at the end of the tunnel about bringing back Hot Metal in a big way. But please visit, please support. And here is Hot Metal and White Line Fever's number 6 album of 2018. It's Revelation by Reef.
Let me be your love. my name is Jesper. I'm from DAD. I am beside Steve Mascot. We are naked. And this is White Line Fever.
And I think that's my favourite ID for the program, at least along with the one that plays us out each week, which is Michael Monroe on his harmonica. Next up, we're halfway there. Whoa. It's the number 5 album of the year. Comes from the Christian rockers Striper. They had a lineup change during the year last year. Perry Richardson coming in for Tim Gaines. And didn't miss a beat. Obviously, Tim Gaines, who I've just noticed was called Tom on the Hot Metal site. Have to fix that. He actually played on this record, I think. Think he did. At least he was still in the band when they were in the studio for this. But there's just so many good songs on here. And Michael Sweet, the principal from Striper, is a very busy man. Always lots of collaborations. Got lots of bands going. I heard someone on the Monsters of Rock crews point out that he pretty much brings out something every 6 months. Before we introduce that, the album, the number 5 album of the year, don't forget to follow Loudmouth Column on Twitter. Loudmouth was the column I did back in the day in Drum Media and On the Street. Loudmouth Column on Twitter and also Facebook / Loudmouth Column. And here it is. I'm starting to get a bit tired. It's late. It's well after midnight here in Massachusetts. Striper, number 5 album of the year, according to Hot Metal Magazine and White Line Fever, Goddamn Evil. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Vivian Campbell from Def Leppard and Last in Line, and you're listening to White Line Fever.
Onwards and downwards in our countdown, and we're into the top four now. This one was sitting atop many countdowns for 2018's best hard rock and heavy metal albums. It's the Platter from Judas Priest, and it's called Firepower. It's the 18th album. It was the first since 1988's Ram It Down to be produced by Tom Allom, and it debuted at number 5 in the US, making it the band's highest charting album ever there, or here, because that's where I am at the moment, the US. But of course, you can knock a couple of zeros off that when you look at how many physical albums are sold now compared to 1988. Before I introduce the number 4 album of the year, don't forget to follow Faces Rocks, the old sort of teeny bopper heavy metal mag from the 1980s, still flying the flag on Twitter, Faces Rocks, and Facebook / Faces Rocks. Okay, here it is, our number 4 album of the year from Judas Priest. It's Firepower.
Never the heroes. We were just sacrificed. Hi, this is Glenn Hughes, and you're listening to White Line Fever.
Not a bad song, that, eh? We're in the home stretch now, and the number three band and the number three album. We had these guys on the program during the last 12 months. It was Little Caesar. Went out to the Camden Underworld and had a chat to them. Been trying to get them on for a while. Really liked the album that I'm about to introduce before I do. And it'll be the number three album. And as I said, we're in the home stretch. I want to mention something else I'm doing, which is a bit unusual. I've been trying to get the Nines, Rugby League Nines tournaments around the world, sort of organised into a circuit. And when you haven't got any resources, that's me, very hard to do. Been going to have a lot of meetings, finding out a lot of interesting things. So what I kind of thought was, you know what we really need is basically we need to put someone on run social media and to keep the website up to date and try to create some lines of communication for the people running these tournaments and hopefully introduce some people of means to governing bodies. So if there's no one willing to finance it, then I turn to Patreon. So I've got a Patreon channel, patreon.com/rugbyleague9s, with nine spelled out, N-I-N-E-S. And basically, you become my boss. I tell you what I'm doing, what meetings are going to, what's happening in the world of Rugby League Nines. And hopefully, if we ever do get a world circuit, the first people to know about it will be the people on there. So come and visit me, patreon.com/rugbyleague9s. Be my boss. Okay, the number three album of the year, as judged by Hot Metal Magazine and White Line Fever, that's the podcast you're listening to right now, from Little Caesar, it's the album 8. And by the way, the last song was called Never the Heroes from Judas Priest.
Things just move so fast. Hey, this is Ron Young and the boys from Little Caesar, and you're listening to White Line Fever. Yeah. Woo!
Yeah. There was time enough for that. Off the Little Caesar album 8. And it's almost time enough for this to be over. There was a poor segue, wasn't it? But it's overtime that I did this episode, because it's already March, and we're still doing the albums of 2018 as judged by White Line Fever podcast. That's what you're listening to right now at Hot Metal Magazine. Now, for the first time ever, we have an all-Australian top two in the albums of the year. And the next one is a guy had a little, well, you know, I kind of first met when he was in the Angels all those years ago, 25 years ago. And just got off the Monsters of Rock cruise, as I mentioned, and his current band was on the Monsters of Rock cruise, and he was a wonderful host, also a wonderful host here in London. And I'm not sure that these songs have ever been played live. These are the songs from his solo album. Bob Spencer, the great guitarist, formerly of the Angels and Finch and Skyhooks, now in Rose Tattoo, has a solo album out called Saints and Murderers, on which he also sings. And before I introduce the number two album of the year, I have to plug some more social media. I am on a Facebook, Steve Mascord. I think it's /Bondi Beat. It's a column that I do from time to time. And also on Twitter, I am The Real Stevis, TheRealStevis. And I have a web page, like everyone does, stevemascord.com. Okay, we're almost there. The number two album of 2018, as judged by Hot Metal Magazine and White Line Fever, it is Saints and Murderers by Bob Spencer.
We all breathe the same air while we're directly to the poor. Here's me with an open heart for refugees. 'Cause the fights we fight don't make sense, don't make sense, don't make sense.
Say hey, you're already there. I don't need to say hey. This is Bob Spencer, and you're listening to White Line Fever.
It's almost 3 o'clock, but I've got to sound upbeat and vibey and excited because we've got to the top of our countdown, or the bottom, wherever we are. The end. That's where it is. It's the end. And it's a band that really excited me in 2018. It was a band I saw many years ago for the first time in Sydney, and now they live in Toronto, and they've got Toronto Wolfpack jerseys. And they're going to take over the entire world. Before I introduce them, the most important thing I have to plug here is this podcast. Please subscribe to it on iTunes. Please go and visit us on SoundCloud. Please go to Wooshka and subscribe to us. Please follow WLF Podcast on Twitter. Please go to facebook.com/WLF Podcast and like all the posts. Because the more comments we get, most importantly, go to iTunes and leave a comment, leave a song request. I'll try to play it. Give us a number of stars out of five. I'm not crass enough to ask you to give me five. Just give us what you think. But please subscribe, because that way more people get to know about this podcast. It's been going for 107 episodes now. Okay, the band of the year, the album of the year, number one on our countdown. Thanks for listening. Sorry about the 3 months delay. It's The Lazies and their album Tropical Hazards. And here is the lead-off single. It's awesome. The video rules. Nothing but trouble. See you next episode.
You're a hurricane, a story to tell, the roar of a lion.